Chimes Radio, original podcast.
The Black Bull of Norway, written by Flora Annie Steele. Long ago in Norway, there lived a lady who had three daughters. Now they were all pretty, and one night they fell a-talking of whom they meant to marry. And the eldest said, "I will have no one lower than a king." And the second said, "I will have none lower than a lord." But the third, the prettiest and the merriest, tossed her head and said, with a twinkle in her eye, "Why so proud? As for me, I would be content with the Black Bull of Norway." At that, the other sisters bade her be silent and not talk lightly of such a monster. No doubt, the Black Bull of Norway was held to be a horrible monster. But the youngest daughter would have her laugh. So she said three times that she would be content with the Black Bull of Norway. Well, it so happened that the very next morning, a king had come to ask the hand of the eldest daughter in marriage. So there were great rejoicings over the wedding, and the bride and bridegroom drove away. Then the next thing that happened was that a lord came swinging along the road, and he wanted to marry the second daughter. So they were wed, and there were great rejoicings, and the bride and bridegroom drove away. Now after this, there was only the youngest, the prettiest and the merriest of the sisters left, and she became the apple of her mother's eye. So you may imagine how the mother felt when one morning a terrible bellowing was heard at the door, and there was a great big black bull waiting for his bride. She wept and she wailed, and at first the girl ran away and hid herself for fear. But there the bull stood waiting, and at last the girl came up and said, "I promised I would be content with the Black Bull of Norway, and I must keep my word. Farewell, mother. You will not see me again." Then she mounted on the black bull's back, and it walked away with her quietly. The bull chose the smoothest paths and the easiest roads, so that at last the girl grew less afraid. But she became very hungry and was nigh to faint when the black bull said to her, in quite a soft voice, that wasn't a bellow at all, "Eat out of my left ear, drink out of my right, and set by what you leave to serve the tomorrow's night." So she did as she was bid, and lo, the left ear was full of delicious things to eat, and the right was full of the most delicious drinks, and there was plenty left over for several days. Thus they journeyed on through many dreadful forests, and the black bull never paused for bite, but ever the girl he carried ate out of his left ear and drank out of his right, and set by what she left to serve the tomorrow's night. And she slept soft and warm on his broad back. So it came to pass that he grew tired and was limping with one foot, when, just as the sun was setting, they came to a beautiful palace where princes and princesses were enjoying themselves with party on the green grass. Now, though the company greatly wondered at the strange companions, they asked the girl to join them and ordered the grooms to lead away the black bull to a field. But the girl, remembering all the black bull done for her, said, "Not so, he will stay with me." Then seeing a large thorn in the foot with which he had been limping, she stooped down and pulled it out. And lo and behold, in an instant, to everyone's surprise, there appeared not a frightful monstrous bull, but one of the most beautiful prince ever beheld, who fell at his deliverer's feet, thanking her for having broken his cruel enchantment. A wicked woman who wanted to marry him had, he said, spelled him until a beautiful girl of her own free will should do him a favor. But, he said, the danger is not all over. You have broken the enchantment by night, that by day has to be overcome. So the next morning the prince had to resume the form of a bull, and they set out together, and they rode till they came to a dark and horrible valley. And here he bade her dismount and sit on a great rock. "Here you must stay," he said, "while I go and fight the wicked lady. And mind, move neither hand nor foot while I am away, else I shall never find you again. If everything around you turns blue, I shall have beaten the wicked one. But if everything turns red, she will have conquered me. And with that, and a tremendous roaring bellow, he set off to find his enemy. Well, she sat as still as a mouse, moving neither hand nor feet, nor even her eyes, and waited and waited and waited. Then at last, everything turned blue. The girl overcame with joy to think that her lover was victorious, that she forgot to keep still, and lifting one of her feet, crossed it over the other. So she waited and waited and waited. Long she sat, but the prince never found her. At last, she rose and went to seek her lover through the whole wide world. So the girl journeyed on, until one day, in a dark forest, she came to a little hut, where an old woman gave her food and shelter. At last, she gave her 3 nuts, a walnut, a filbert, and a hazelnut, with these words: "When your heart is like to break, and once again is like to break, crack a nut, and in its shell, that will be that suits you well." After this, she felt heartened up, and wandered on till she came to a castle, where the courtyards were full of cooks and bakers, some running this way, some running that, and all so busy that they did not know what to do first. Then she heard the horns of hunters and cries of "Room! Room for the Duke of Norroway and his bride!" And who should ride past by the beautiful prince she had but half unspelled. And by his side was the wicked woman who was determined to marry him that very day. Well, at the sight she felt that her heart was indeed like to break, and over again was like to break, so that the time had come for her to crack one of the nuts. So she broke the walnut, as it was the biggest, and out of it came a wonderful little woman, spinning wool as fast as she ever could. Now when the wicked woman saw this wonderful thing, she offered the girl her choice of anything in the castle for it. "If you will put off your wedding with the prince for a day, and let me watch in his room tonight," said the girl, "you shall have it." Now, like all wicked women, the bride wanted everything her own way. And so she made sure that her groom safe, she consented. But before the duke went to rest, she gave him, with her own hands, a hot drink, so made that anyone who drank it would sleep till morning. Thus, though the girl was allowed alone into the prince's chamber, and though she spent the livelong night sighing and singing: "Far have I sought for thee, long have I wrought for thee, near am I brought to thee. Dear Duke of Norroway, wilt you say no to me?" The prince never awakened, but slept on. So when day came, the girl had to leave him without his ever knowing she had been there. Then once again her heart was like to break, and over again like to break. And she cracked the filbert nut, but it was the next biggest. And out of it came a wonderful little woman, spinning away as fast as ever she could spin. Now when the witch bride saw this wonderful thing, she once again put off her wedding, so that she might possess it. And once again the girl spent the livelong night in the prince's chamber, sighing and singing: "Far have I sought for thee, long have I wrought for thee, near am I brought to thee. Dear Duke of Norroway, wilt you say no to me?" But the prince, who had drunk the sleeping drink from the hands of his witch bride, never stirred, and when dawn came, the girl had to leave him without his ever knowing she had been there. Then indeed the girl's heart was like to break, and over and over again. So she cracked the last nut, the hazelnut, and out of it came the most wonderful little woman, spinning away a yarn as fast as she could spin. And this marvel delighted the witch bride so much, that once again she consented to put off her wedding for a day, and allow the girl to watch in the duke's chamber the night through, in order to possess it. Now it so happened that when the duke was dressing that morning, he heard his servants talking amongst themselves of the strange sighing and singing they had heard in the night. And he asked his faithful old servant, "What do you mean?" And the old servant, who hated the wicked bride, said, "If the master will take no sleeping drink tonight, mayhap he may also hear what for 2 nights has kept me awake." At this the prince marveled greatly, and when the wicked bride brought him his evening drink, he made excuse it was not sweet enough. And while she went away to get honey to sweeten it, he poured away the drink and made her believe that he had swallowed it. So that night when dark had come, and the girl stole into his chamber with a heavy heart, thinking it would be the very last time she would ever see him. The prince was really broad awake, and when she sat down by his bedside and began to sing, "Far have I sought for thee." He knew her voice at once and clasped her in his arms. Then he told her how he had been in the power of the wicked woman and had forgotten everything, but that now he remembered all and that the spell was broken forever. So the wedding feast served for their marriage, since the wicked bride, seeing her power was gone, quickly fled the country and was never heard of again.